I've lived here 36 years, and I've never seen him give an audience to a, that I can remember, to a debate with a of an opponent.
That's St. Petersburg real estate agent Ben Friedlander, who disclosed that he's also a friend of Senator Charlie Justice in his introduction today at a Suncoast Tiger Bay Club meeting. The meeting was supposed to be a debate between Justice and Young, but Young didn't show, citing recovery from back surgery.
But I'm reassured. I'm reassured because he says he can be in Washington on 24 hours notice. He just can't be in Feather Sound.
Justice has served in the state legislature, first as a representative, then as a senator, for a decade. Citing his own record, he seized on Young's being a no-show as a way to distinguish himself.
There's an old Woody Allen quote that said that 80% of success is showing up. There's another old quote that said that showing up is half the battle. I hope that by showing up for you in this campaign, showing up for you today, and showing up for a lifetime of service gets me somewhere between half and 80% on November 2nd.
Of course, it's not Justice's name you see on public buildings throughout the county. Young has been a U.S. member of Congress for 40 years and has made his mark on Pinellas County. He's now 80 years old. One Tiger Bay Club member wants to know how Justice intends to compete with someone who has numerous science labs and government buildings named after him.
Those who know me, and it was mentioned in the Times editorial and the articles you see, is that I work quietly. And maybe if I had had a few more press conferences and demanded my name on a few more things, my name ID would be a little bit higher. But that's not why I serve. And I see those buildings too. I pass two or three on my way to work every day. But I'm not in it to have my name on a building. I'm in it to serve the community. I've brought home money for buildings. They don't have my name on them.
Some say that name recognition is due in part to Young's use of earmarks to steer federal money toward Pinellas County. Justice says there's a fine line between getting funding for projects in one's home district and securing pork for campaign donor projects.
My opponent became so prolific at earmarks, at questionable spending on earmarks, that it led to the only thing that Republicans and Democrats have agreed on this year. No more earmarks. Speaking of earmarks, during his time as chairman of the Appropriations Committee, earmark requests went up 141%. After his chairmanship, they were reduced in half.
While many at today's meeting laugh when Justice and his supporters take digs at Young, a few don't. One of these is South Pasadena Mayor Kathleen Peters. She says both Young and Justice have done a lot for Pinellas County at federal and state levels, respectively.
Both of them have been very good public servants to Florida and to Pinellas County. Senator Justice, when he was in the House and as senator, I've worked with him on several issues regarding education, and he has been there to support our children in education, and I've always appreciated his support on the state level. And Congressman Young as well, when we've needed his support, he's always been there, whether it be events at my city or other issues throughout the county. He has made himself available, as has his staff.
But Peters, a Republican, says she's sticking with her party on this one.
I do support Congressman Young. He served us well, and I look forward to him to continue serving as well.
Robert Safransky is a registered Democrat who says he's leaning toward the Republican ticket this time around because he thinks Democrats are being a bit frivolous in their spending habits.
One thing that Democrats are pretty good at doing is dancing around their deficit spending and not really saying, hey, that this is not fiscal responsibility.
Young may have gotten endorsements from the likes of the St. Petersburg Times, but in a year like this, it could be anyone's game. Today, Justice also offered his thoughts on the U.S. Senate race. Justice may be from Crist's hometown, but he says he's supported Meek from the start.
I think that we want to have someone who's going to go to Washington and work with Senator Nelson to make sure that we don't have offshore drilling, make sure that we have someone looking out for Florida jobs, and someone who's going to fight for the everyday Floridian. And I'm confident Kendrick can do that.
Justice says regardless of what the numbers say, this unusual Senate race is still anyone's game, and that many Democratic voters are calculating how to best prevent a victory for Republican Marco Rubio.
People are holding their ballots and playing that game, but at some point you've got to make a decision who you think is going to be right for you and vote. Obviously, people who are bright are looking at the other factors because I think people are very concerned with the kind of policies that Marco Rubio espouses, and they don't want that. The majority of Floridians don't want what he's selling, and so they're just trying to figure out which of the other two can beat him.